Okay, I just want to thank Rina and Mark Liebman for sponsoring the Chabur Le'ili Nishmas, Rina's grandfather, Herschel Tzvi Ben Chaim, the Deveter Shvian Elias Neshama, Schus Elias Neshama for Herschel Tzvi Ben Chaim, and shall also be a Schus Refua Shlema for Shavtai Ben Chaim Ben Ahuva, Shav Refua Shlema Bekarov. Also want to thank the Zanjurian family for sponsoring in memory of Avi's cousin, Pnia Rachel Bas Mordechai, the Deveter Shvian Elias Neshama for Pnia Roya Bas Mordechai. So the Gemara says, towards the end of Tezayin Amin Aleph, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, again, we're in the last stage of the Mishnah, of the halachas that require a Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Ein moitzien l'milchemes harashus ela alpi bezdin shel shivim ve'echod. If Klal Yisrael want to go to war, so we know there are two types of wars that Klal Yisrael could get involved in. One is a Melchemes Mitzvah, and the other is a Melchemes Rishus. So Rashi says in the Mishnah, what is this? So you need the Bezdin HaGadol. Rashi says the Melchemes HaRishus. So to Rashi, it's four lines down in the wide lines, and Rashi in Beis Amud Aleph. Kol Melchama Kari Rishus. Every Melchama is considered a Melchemes Rishus. Livad mi Melchemes Yoshua Shaisa Lichboish Es Eretz Yisrael. With the exception of what? Of Yoshua's capturing Eretz Yisrael, which is considered a Melchemes Mitzvah. Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam, is clearly in disagreement with Shitas Rashi over here. The Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Aleph. Ein HaMelech Milchem Tchila El Al Melchemes Mitzvah. First of all, the Rambam says, a melech that cannot start off with Melchemes Rishus. He can't just say, you know what, let's conquer Japan. He first has to start off with Melchemes Mitzvah. And then the Rambam says one could extend and, you know, broaden and widen the Malchus after he finishes with a Melchemes Mitzvah. But it has to be a Hemshech. Ve'ezin Melchemes Mitzvah, Zvu Melchemes Shiva Amamim. It's Melchama with the seven nations inhabiting Eretz Yisrael. U'Melchemes HaMolek. The Ezes Yisrael mitzar shebaaleim, or saving Klal Yisrael from an enemy attacking them. V'achakach nilchom b'molchemes harishus v'yah molchemes shenilchom b'shara amim de'laharchu gvul Yisrael laharbiz v'galusu v'shamo. Or, and then, once he finishes molchemes mitzvah, then the Rambam says he can continue in a molchemes harishus, and that's a molchama to do what? Either laharchu gvul Eretz Yisrael, to widen the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, or laharbos Bigdulaso Vishamo, or just to make Am Yisrael more chashiv, to make the Melech look better, that he has a broader king. That's a Melchemes Rishus, and that has to come after Melchemes Mitzvah. So the obvious question on Rashi is mind-boggling, and there's really not such a good teretz. How could Rashi say the only Melchemes Mitzvah is Yoshua conquering Eretz Israel? What happened to Amalek? What happened to Zayin Amim? I mean, how are these things not Melchemes Mitzvahs? Well, what does Rashi do with Melchemes Amalek? Rashi says every other Melchama is the Melchemes Rishus. It's not Kibush, but there's a Chi of Melchama. The Rebbe Shalom says you have to be Nachay Timcha. Oh, this is Parsha. Nachay Timcha. You have to. What? What do you mean? You want to say that Rashi holds that it's a chayvas hayochid, that I have to kill Amalek, but yeah, yeah. So maybe Rashi holds that I, each and every one of us, privately, have to walk over to Amalek and kill him. But there's no din molchama. Molchama is a din with a melech, a din with a tzibur, and a chayvas hatzibur. Could be. So then Nashim, maybe. Maybe. there's an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, Harifas, he says, what's this prat? He says that there's a, why does the Chinuch say that women are pater from Zachar? So he says, because Mechias Amalek is a mitzvah sase shazman groma. Why? Because it's not Neig and Shabbos. Because there's a chiev to kill the Amalek for the sake of killing Amalek. Masha'en king Zokti Avnei Nezer, the chiev of killing Shiva Amamim, that Noshim are chayavos in. Why? Because there it's really not about killing the people. It's really a malach shein tzricha legufa. You don't really need them dead. You just need them out of Eretz Yisrael. So it's really, it's not, the inyan is not to be noitel the neshama. It's really malach shein tzricha legufa. So he says, it depends what your purpose of killing them is, whether or not it's going to be noig on Shabbos, which is going to have an implication, whether or not it's going to be a malach tzricha legufa or malach shein tzricha legufa. But if it's a melchemes mitzvah, so then melchemes mitzvah, even noshim, have a shaychus. That's also a din. They're not going to go out to the battle, so they have to somehow participate. They have to somehow be involved. But the Rambam in the next halacha and halacha beis says the following: our Mishnah that we just read said melchemes harishus needs what? Bez din shal shivim ve'echad. Melchemes mitzvah ein tzarech litol bar rishus bez din. Eliyotze me'atzma b'chol eis. Melech does not have to ask permission from anyone for Melchemes Mitzvah. He can go out on his own. The Kofal Amlet says, and he can force the nation to go out. Ava Melchemes HaRishos, Dr. Rambam, Eino Motzia Amba, El Alpi Bezin, Shal Shivim Ve'echad. Now, it's not entirely clear whether or not, the Pashas, I would have said that you need to ask Bezdin HaGadol's permission, and Bezdin HaGadol could veto. If you look at the sugya, Rashi in Brachas on Daf Gimel Beis tells us that you need to go out to the Beis Din HaGadol. Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi says why? Not to stop them. The Melech obviously has the right to go to war. Rashi says the reason why you need to go to the Beis Din HaGadol Shivim Echad kidei sheyispalu la'am Yisrael, so that when you're going to battle, that they're going to daven on behalf of the Jews, but really the melchama is totally on the melech. So that Rashi, maybe you have to say that it's not a chovas hatzibur, but it's a chovas hayach. So how do you know that you have to go out, and how do you know that you have to either involve the Bezdin HaGadol that their vote counts, or somehow ask them in the process? Minani mili zok the Gemara Amar Revo. Revo tells us the Amar Kra. Ulefnei Elazar Hakoyin Yamod, Hu Zemelech. This is talking about Yoshua when he was going out to war. Now, even though this sounds like, especially according to what Rashi just says, this is the prototypical Melchemes Mitzvah, Yoshua going out to war to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbeinu Yoina here points out, yeah, but it was talking about a situation where, we'll see in a second, there was a Koyin HaMashulach HaMolchama. And the Koyin HaMashulach HaMolchama that used to give the speech in Parshas Kiseitze, before they went out to battle, says Rabbeinu Yoina, that speech was only by a Melchemes Rishus. It wasn't by a Melchemes Mitzvah. So this Pasuk, even though technically Yoshua was probably talking about Melchemes Mitzvah, by the fact that there was a Koyin HaMashulach HaMolchama there, the Rabbeinu Yoina says it's coming to teach us for when it's going to be a Melchemes Rishus, that you're going to need the Bez Din of Ayin Aleph. The problem is, the Rabbeinu Yoina finishes off, he says, that doesn't work according to the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam holds, that a Kohen HaMashulach HaMolchama would be both by a Melchemes Rishus and by a Melchemes Mitzvah. So, he says, according to the Rambam, you would have to say that the Gemara could have asked that this is a Melchemes Mitzvah. Fine. So the Gemara says, Minani Milo, Amar Rav Oda, Amar Krav, Lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, Hu Zem Melech, which by the way is a Raya, that Yoshua had a din of a melech, not only Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech. Yoshua is a melech. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito ze Moshua chamochama. And kol b'nei Yisrael ito, which is referring to the Moshua chamochama speaking to all b'nei Yisrael before they go to battle, which is the kind of Moshua chamochama. That was the Rabbeinu Yoda's raya that we're talking about in Mochamas HaRishus. Because Rov Rishonim against the Rambam hold, Kohen Mishum Melchem Melchem is only relevant for Melchemes Rishos, not a Melchemes Mitzvah. V'chol Ha'eda, Zu Sanhedrin. So the Gemara said, so these are the Makaros that you need Sanhedrin, and you need the Melech. And what else did the... Right, yeah, that's fine. So the Gemara says... Good. So the Gemara says, V'dilma l'sanhedra hudu ka'amr l'rachmana d'l'shalui u'v'arav v'tumim. Maybe you don't technically need Sanhedrin, but you just needed... The Gemara was just saying, ask the Sanhedrin to find out from the Urim v'tumim to notify you whether or not this is a good idea. So the Gemara says, you're right, this is a bad raya. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, we weren't so concerned that it pashta sounds like a Melchemes Mitzvah, because the Gemara could have asked, and the Gemara rejects it anyways. Eliki hadamar of Achbar Bizna. Rather, it's a raya from the following Gemara. Amar of Shimon Chasidor. Shimon Chasidor said, Kinor hayatayali lemalami yutasun shal David. There was a harp that was hanging on top of David's bed. Kevin shiyigia chatzois laila ruach tzvainis minasheves bo. Once midnight came, it was a special wind. It's a Gemara in Brachos. That's what was Rashi in Brachos about the Sanhedrin. He's talking about this Gemara when he says that they should be mispalel, that they're not, you don't need the Sanhedrin permission. This is the Gemara he's going on, exactly. And the Ruach would come and it would play. David would wake up and be Oisik Vatara. Acha Allah Amar Ashachar. Until Alois Ashachar came. Came in Sha'Allah, Amr Shachar, Nichmasu Chachme Yisrael Etzro, Amrlo. So once Alos Hashachar came, and so they came in, they gave David HaMelech a significant time to learn. So now, Tachlis, we gotta get down to business. Amrlo, Adonenu HaMelech, they said to the master of the Melech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichin Lefarnasa. We have no money. Amr Lehen Lechuv is Parnasu Zemizeh. So go out and try to make some business, you know, interact with each other. Amr lo, they said to him, Ein hakoymeitz masbia sari. There's not enough virim out there. There's not enough people out there that are going to really satisfy the lion. Ve'ein habor mismale michul yoso. And also the pit doesn't get filled up. So Tosfos writes in the end, I like this pshat. I have a netiyah for this pshat. Tosfos writes in the end, he has a few pshat on what this means. Look at the end of Tosfos in the bottom. Ravinatam Pirish mi Chulyoso. Chulyoso Tosfos brings from other areas that when you're talking about a Rosh Hashayochid on Shabbos, so sometimes there are mounds that you make with dirt. So that's a chulya. So Tosfos says, I was referring to the shot beforehand. So Rabbi Natan says a different shot. Michulyoso hainu mimakoro. De ain mismala habor mayim mimkor nevioso. If you have water that's coming from inside the pit, from underneath the ground, it's never going to fill up, right? The only way the bore is going to fill up if you have some outside source that's going to fill up the water. So I think the same is true when it's fundraising. Fundraising, it's never going to come from within. The bore is never going to fill up from within. It's going to have to come from some external source. It's this chatter of Binatam. Binatam knew how to fundraise. Fine. Stuck to Gemara. So they said to David HaMelech, Gatenisht. Amr Lahem, so listen to what David HaMelech says. L'chu, pishtu yideichem begdud. So you're right, we got to go to war. So what they do? Miyad yoyatzin b'achitoyfel. They went to Achitoyfel to get Eitza on a strategy, what the right move for the war is. Again, Rabbi Yisai, what type of milchama is this? It's milchamas Rishus. They have no chiv right now, they're doing it for Parnasa. V'nimlochim b'Sanhedrin, and they get permission from the Sanhedrin. V'shoyalin b'Urim v'Tumim, and they ask the Urim v'Tumim. By the way, right. Amar Rav Yosef, my kra, v'achrei Achitofel, b'nayol ben yoyoda, v'ev yoser v'sar tzvol l'melech yoyev, Achitofel zeh yoyetz, v'chinu omar v'eitzas Achitofel asher yoyetz,
Ubenayo ben Yoyada zu Sanhedrin. So the Makaris, the Gemara has all these Makaris for all the different people that you have to ask. Ev Yasser Elu Urim Betumim. So you have to ask the Urim Betumim, you have to ask the Sanhedrin, you have to ask the Yoyates on how to do this. Chenu Omer Benayo ben Yoyada al Kresu v'al Plesi. V'lam Nikron Shema Kresu Plesi. Why is the Urim Betumim called Kresu Plesi? Kresu Shekorsin Divrayem. Kresu because it cuts its word and gives you a direct message. Uplasi shumuflo maaseim, and it's placed because it's unbelievable wonderment what it does. Vachar sarts for Melch Yoyev, Amar Bitzak Rav Ada. Fine. Try. That's the Gemara's Makaris. You need to ask the Sanhedrin, and from Melchemes Rishus, you have to ask the Sanhedrin. But Rabbi Yisai, when we analyze this Gemara, one has to ask themselves a major question. David HaMelech is being asked, we don't have a Parnasa. And David HaMelech is answered, no Parnasa, let's go to war. What type of answer is that? What's the what? Okay, I understand that it might work, but what happened to pikuach nefesh? What happened to sakonas nefashos? Why is David HaMelech not at all taking any of this into cheshbon? So let's see this fundamental yisoid that Rabbi Yisai, it's mamash hashkacha. I didn't even realize that it's this week's parasha. So let's see the thing here. Very, very important yisod. The Sefer Achinuch writes. You have another one? The two sheets. So Sefer Achinuch writes in the mitzvah on Kufnun Vav here. Here, the last line of the Sefer Achinuch. And Daf Kuf Nun Vav. Va'over al zeh ubol yado echad mehen, one of the Zion Amim, someone who doesn't kill, v'yachol ahargo, and he has the ability to kill him, mibli sheyistakin bedavar v'lo hargo, bital esei zeh. If you had the ability to kill him, and you wouldn't have gotten hurt, so then you violate this mitzvah. Right? When you look at, now let's turn to the other mitzvah, the mitzvah to kill Amalek, these two mitzvahs of Mochama. Right? Last line of this mitzvah. V'oivra al zeh, ubol yado ech mizera Amalek, yesh sipik biyado lahargo, v'lor hargo, bitol esei zeh. So what's the difference, what do I say? Mistaken. The Mechinuch says nothing about being mistaken when it comes to Mechias HaMalek. Says you always have to kill him. And when it comes to the mitzvah of Zayin Amimim, he says it's totally on whether or not the guy is a strong guy or not. Are you going to actually win the brawl or not? So it comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and he's bothered by this. Let's just see. Yeah. Tzarech inen. Nihi dechol ha-mitzvahs nidchis mifnei ha-sakana. Mikomakom mitzvah zu. It's in the second paragraph in Gimel. On Kuf Nun Vav. On the first page again. Tzarech inen. Tenihi dechol ha-mitzvahs nidchis mifnei ha-sakana. Kukom mitzvah zu atar tzivsa lilchom imam. V'yadua da atar lo tismuch dina ala nes. V'derech ha-olam ner argim mishnei ha-tzadim be'is ha-mulchama. Imkein chazina da atar gizra lilchom imam. Apti yisakonim, and kein tchuyah sakonim b'makom hazeh, u'mitzah larug oso apshi yistakin. So at the Mechaz Chinuch, I don't understand. Don't you have to kill yourself? Don't you have to put yourself into a sakana? And that's exactly what he writes in Melchemes HaMolek, in Dalid, on the opposite side. Farkasavti le'el, in Dalid, Farkasavti le'el, denira da'af b'makom sakonim b'chuyavim, ki yadua da'atara lo tismach dinim al nisim kavur b'ramban kamapomim, torzi v'sonu le'elechim yistakin nefashos b'molchama. So this idea that the Minchas Chinuch is driving at is a briskerov in our parsha, Parshas Beshalach. Briskerov said a moira dikavart in the haftorah of Parshas Beshalach. The pasuk says in Bishalach, in the Haftarah, by Devorah being misnabe and telling two of the Shvatim that have to go to battle and put themselves nafsho lamus in a risking their lives to kill, she highlights Dafka to Shvatim, and the rest of Am Yisrael, she doesn't say that lashon. So listen to what the Brisker Rav says. Yesh loymer habir bezeh. It's the bottom paragraph of the Chiddush Amar and Rizal Levi on page 32. Zvulin im cheref nafsho lamus v'naftali. Yesh loymer habir bezeh. Al pi mashkosav mokom acher. Al mashkosav achinuch b'mitzvah tov chof hei. The mitzvahs hachrim tamri chrimim nilchis v'pnei sakonas nefashos. Al minchas chinuch hikshal zeh. Tarei kol mochama ispo sakonas nefashos. You have an issue? Should we go to war? We don't take pikuach nefesh into a cheshbon. The definition of mochama, says the Brisker Rav, is against kol haTorah kula. Sakonas nefashos is not a cheshbon. Zeu midine mochama. By definition, the fact that it's a mochama, so pikuach nefesh is not taken into consideration. Dariyotzin gamla mochama es harishos. Afshayim sham mitzah klal. What's the raya? It's obviously not a cheshbon. Our Gemara, how you let it go in? For money? You're putting yourself into a life-threatening situation. That is the parsha, mochama es harishos. That the melech has the ability to decide to go to war. He has the ability to decide. Aval mitzvah yikakol mitzvah shabatayra shenidcha mipirei sakonis nefashos. V'achinoch harimari b'mishu bol yado ech mizayin amimim shelo b'molchama. So Zokta Briskerov, why is it that the chinoch says that if a guy comes to you and he's from Zayin amimim, so it's totally on whether or not it's a sakon or not? Says the Briskerov, it's very simple. He came up to you not b'toras milchama. So if he came up to you not b'toras milchama, so then pikuach nefesh plays a role. Our Gemara and our idea that you can even go for money into risk your life, that's only if it's with the instruction of the Melech, it's going to the Sanhedrin, and it's b'toras milchama, that's the matir. Now we can go, even if odds are against us, even if it's a risky mission. But it has to be that it's not just meeting a guy on the street. Listen to the Brisker Rav in this week's Haftorah. Behinei dvoira amra lebara ki yikach imo yateres alofim ish mibnei naftoli mibnei zvulun. She says to Barak he should take with him 10,000 men from the Naftoli and the Zvulun and Shvatim. Aval shara shvatim lo aisa aleim choyves mulchama zu. But the other shvatim did not have the chi of mulchama. Rakayu muchriyavim lavo lazar b'shvil choyves hachrim tachrimam hotelos hakol Yisrael. They had a chiyav of hachrim tachrimam. A chiyav that's ke'ein, meeting a guy on the street. Not a chiyav of Torah's mochama. Zeu shomer hakosav, listen to Brisker Rav, it's sweet as dvash. Ki zvulim enaftoli cherpu nafshan gam lamus b'molchama. They have to put themselves in a sakonis nefoshos because they have a choyves mochama. Zuki mochama im ashkichan al sakonis nefoshos. Those that have a Torah's mochama, they have to ignore sakonis nefoshos. Aval shara shvatim, the other shvatim that just have a mitzvah, achrim takrimim, im ki yu mechavim lovel azor, lakayim mitzvahs achrim takrimim, aval lo yu mechuyavim lachnis atzmos sakonis nefoshos. They don't have to put themselves, like the pasuk says, lamus, because they're not coming b'toras mochama, ki ha-mitzvah yinishar mitzvah sh'b'toras sh'nir from b'nei sekunas nefashos. So great, half of a fellow, the first briskerov, is poshep shad in our sugya. That's what David HaMelech says, you need money? Let's go to war, let's risk our lives. Yeah, because of b'toras mochama. Here's the kasher, Rabbi say. Amalek, the chinuch is talking about what? Let's go back to the other chinuch. V'oiver al zeh u'bal liyado echad mizera Amalek. Again, he's talking about what? Me. I'm not in the Israeli army. Not Mochama. Meeting an Amalek on the street. And yet, what? Well, that's what we were saying, that it's a Chayva Sayachid. And yet, but that's a kash on the Brisker Rav. If the Brisker Rav's vort is true, then what? Then this doesn't work. It's a nice vort in Zayin Amamin that there was Hachrim Tachrimim, there was a Chayva Sayachin Snabatoris Mechama, so therefore it's totally on Sakana. But why over here is the Chinuch telling me that I have to be mistaken? The Chinuch didn't say over here im lo Sakana. And the Minchas Chinuch said, this is what I said, and this is what I meant, and that's why it's a kasha on the other one, and that's why the Brisker Rav brought his whole vort over there. So isn't this a big kash on the Brisker Rav? So I think not. I think there's a raya to another Brisker Rav. And this is a big chiddush that you see from this line, to be miyasha the Brisker Rav, but I think it's true. Milchema l'Hashem ba'amolek midor dor. The milchema with Amalek is also when you meet him on the street. That milchema is ongoing. So even when I meet him on the street, I have a chiyuv, even though I never trained in the army. Even though I have no idea how to shoot a gun. By Amalek, I have a din milchema. So I have a chiyuv as part of the gedud right now, as part of the milchema, to be mistaken. So the Brisker Rav, lefi is mahalich and understanding, and that's knowing in all generations that we have a chiyuv to kill, but not b'toras the yachid. We have a chiyuv to kill the b'toras that Melchama v'Amalek has never ended. Yeah.
There's some actually another outside of it, because there's another issue with the Brisker Rav, because Torah herself during the Shirat Torah herself actually complaining about the Shvatim that they did not come. So it's not. But the fact they don't come, but they, and the fact that she said to Naftali
and Zvulun
to fight, because they decided we're sitting on the fence. So I'm really not getting involved in that.
Uh-huh.
And she clearly, in Shirat Vora, actually sticking it to them.
Right.
That they say that they are.
Right.
The Sheva Lemishpat, right. They're not doing anything.
Right. But the Brisker Rav was saying that they both had obligations, but their obligations were different types of obligations. Right.
Yeah, but the thing is that she may have asked them initially, but they. Did not want.
You're saying she asked them the same request to all of them.
Yes, they said no, mm-hmm. And that's the reason she said it. Uh-huh. And then she prayed.
Uh-huh.
Why did she praise just those?
Right, right, you know? right. Okay.
In the Shira itself, I'm talking about the Shira itself.
Mm-hmm. Still not enough. What do you mean? Zion Amamim, you have a chiyuv to kill them just to get them off of Eretz Yisrael. Amalek is a chiyuv ritzicha al Amalek. Right, meaning so his var was based, his var, the Avnei Neir, was based on what the motive is, so that's going to be nogeya, whether or not there's going to be a malacha on Shabbos, is a malacha tzrich lagufa. If it's to kill them, so then that's netilas neshama, you want them dead. So that's a malacha on Shabbos. Then it's not nogeya on Shabbos. Yeah, I hear. You're saying l'chayra, that should apply on Shabbos also. Yeah, it's a good R. Yeah. Good. Fine. So Rabbi said, let's just talk Lamaisa. So our Gemara, however you slice it, whether or not you want to play it down, the pashtus of the Gemara is that you need Rishus from Sanhedrin. Not like that Rashi in Brachas, that is just a misspell. Pashtus is, Melchemes or Rishus, like the Rambam says, the Melech is a little limited. So, Lamaisa, we don't have a Sanhedrin. So now, the truth is, we don't even have a Melech. And we don't have an Urim and Thummim. So we're in big trouble. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes that although the Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah to ask the Urim V'Tumim, Rabbeinu Yonah writes it's only Shaykh if the Urim V'Tumim are around. If the Urim V'Tumim are around, so then there's no. But what do? We don't have a melech. So this was a big debate, and the Ramban writes like this, and Rav Kook Paskin like this, that any governing body that exists in Eretz Yisrael replaces and could, when there is no melech, will now have the din of Mohammed based on that governing body to be whoever Am Yisrael elected to be the ruler for, to replace him, to be the leader for the melech. But Rabbi Yisai, one thing we don't have is what our sugya is. But you don't have a replacement for the Sanhedrin. So Alpi din. Yeah, if you play down the role of Sanhedrin, so then that's fine. But the problem is the Rambam doesn't say that, and the Rambam sounds like the Pash, that's what I was saying, the Pash is you really need the Sanhedrin. I agree 100%. If you play down the role of Sanhedrin, so maybe one can say that the Sanhedrin is not accurate. But the way the Rambam brings it down, it creates a little bit of an ikuv, and that's the halacha. The IDF has no heter to make a Mohammed Rishus. Every single Mohammed that will exist b'zman hazeh has to be defined as a mochemes mitzvah. So, what is that, a mochemes mitzvah? So now, so the Rambam, I read you the Rambam. Again. we'll take the Rambam's explanation. We have a very hard time with this Rashi, why he ignored everything else. But if we take the Rambam's explanation, so I think Adi is right. Oh, exactly. So the Rambam says this. The Rambam said, what's the example of Mohammed's mitzvah that the Bezdin doesn't need Sanhedrin? The Ezra's Yisrael mitzar sheba aleihem. Someone's coming to start with them and they need to defend themselves, so they're allowed to do that. So that you can have Bizman Hazet. Now, here's the question. What about a preemptive strike? What about the Six-Day War? So that's not so question. That there's a Gemara in Saita. Gemara in Saita discusses So listen to the Gemara. Yeah, exactly. I hear you. So listen to what the Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rishus. Chayva de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Melchemes Yoshua Lichboish Divrei Kol Chayva. If Yoshua is conquering, so everyone agrees that that's Chayva. Melchemes Beis David LeRavcha. Based David to extend Eretz Yisrael direct kol rishus ki pligi limuute oivde koychavim deloy leise alayhu mar. So deloy leise alayhu, basically preempt them to make sure that they don't plan and they don't gain access. Mar karle mitzvah umar karle rishus, and the Rambam doesn't count that. The Rambam writes what? I read you the Rambam. The Rambam writes Hatsar Shabalim, Mitzar Shabalim. It sounds like they're attacking them already. So one could argue that a preemptive strike, right, it would not be a Mohammed mitzvah. I mean, it's very difficult because, like Mark is saying, like if you don't do that, then it's already imminent in any state. You see a company, they're already building, right. But there is another kula, meaning, because the shaila was, basically, if, you know, those that, I mean, they're not asking the shaila, but, you know, if one would argue, was the Six-Day War a Melchemes Mitzvah because they made that preemptive strike in doing that, again, because we need everything to be a Melchemes Mitzvah. Melchemes Rishos is not an option for us because we're lacking in our Gemara of Sanhedrin. Or Metumim would not have bothered us, but Sanhedrin is something that would be ma'akev for Mohammed Rishus. So we wanted everything to be Mohammed Mitzvah. The only svara that one could argue is that Klal Yisrael is always in a state of Mohammed Mitzvah. Rav Schechter writes like this from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that this is a fascinating shaila that came up, Psaka Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that really just changes the whole scope of understanding Eretz Yisrael's matzav. And could have fundamental nafkaminas when you judge joining the army, when the Pan Am plane was hijacked and Rav Huttner was taken captive, so the Aguda wanted to collect money to redeem him. So the problem is that the Gemara in Gittin tells us that you're not allowed to redeem anyone yoser mi'al d'mehem. So, right, the Maram was one of them. He died. Maram Nirenberg died in jail because he didn't want them to pay out for him. And that was even though Alpi did, the Maram Nirenberg was probably mutter because Tosfos writes that the Gadol Ador and a leader that you're allowed to play Yisur Meladim Mayim Pashas because that's, you know, a very, very big need for Klal Yisrael to have their Gedolim and for them not to, you know, that's like, that's extreme. That's not, or it isn't, or by definition, it's not Yosef Mialdemeh. So they wanted to use that argument that Rav Huttner would be one of the Manhigei of Klal Yisrael, and therefore we should pay Yisrael Mialdim Deim to redeem him. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky passed on that they weren't allowed to. Because Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, even though it's a hijacked plane, it's part of a longer constant Mohammed that never stopped to exist. And since the Mohammed from 1948 never ended, and they originally attacked us and are continuing to attack us, so we're in an ongoing Mohammed, and in a time of Mohammed, the din is that you don't pay even for a Gadol Ador, because then you have to fight against them and you can't redeem anyone. If you're paying them money, that means you're paying for bullets that are going to kill Klal Yisrael. So you're not allowed to do that even in the time of Mohammed. Yeah. L'chayra, that's part of the same. That was the Gilad Shalit, the whole. That's the same Chesron, exactly. That's part of that debate. So if you take Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Svara, so then even if you want to be machmir from the Gemara and Saita and say that preemptive would not be allowed, which I hear that maybe that's not preemptive. Right, then it's not preemptive anymore. It's actually Shas Mulchama. It's an extension of that original Mulchama that existed. So these are the important halach lemaisa issues that you have to get around. Urim v'tumim, we said, is not going to be ma'akiv. Melech is ma'akiv, but we have to somehow create a new type of malchus in order to have the melech. And because Sanhedrin would be ma'akiv for the melchemes rishus, so therefore lemaisa, it's pretty, it would be an interesting, for the rabbanut to discuss with the army. You're not allowed to have a melchemes rishus b'zman hazeh, and you would only be allowed to defend yourself. And we're taka restricted is manazeh because we're in Golis.
What about the Israeli army fighting outside of
the... So that would be Muhammad's Rishos, L'chair. That would be that's like Beis David L'Ravcha of its again.
I think it's under the same rule because what it's trying to do is to preempt some other.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not. I thought he was asking to conquer another land. No, you're talking about intelligence, like in. Oh, yeah, but that's Tsar. That's Tsar of Olim. That's against Am Yisrael. I think if Entebbe.
No, it's beyond Entebbe.
Yeah.
There were like specific, action that was happening in.
No.
Russia.
No, we're listening.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hear this. Yeah, let's go.
No. It's known. It's a known thing that there was some.
And the Mamish had a.
No, they actually what they did, and they actually trained people in Iraq. It was like back at like 56 something.
Uh-huh.
And they trained people
to fight.
Carry weapon, concealed weapon, and so they went there. The Mossad actually was like.
Right.
They trained the people
to fight.
Defend themselves.
Wow.
Also in Russia.
Wow!
Yeah.
Like with the KGB and all the
to degree, to protect against specific.
Wow!
It wasn't like a program, official program, but there was some.
Right. So I think that would all be atzara ayavis. Okay.
The mitzvah is within the
land,
just
protecting Am Yisrael. So the Rambam says. Atzar haba aleichem. So I think that's not just an Eretz Yisrael. The Ezes Yisrael mitzar shaba aleichem. That's not only in the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Anywhere there's a Yid that's being attacked, for the Mossad to come and to help would be Mochamis Mitzvah. Yeah. To be Marchiv Gvul Eretz Yisrael, that's Mochamis Rishos, and that's not Noget. That's true. But either way, it's not Nogeya because we don't have a Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
And once there will be Nogeya, so then Elio and Ovi will pass in for us where the Gvul is. Okay, the next Gemara, just to start very quickly. The next halacha is Ve'ein Moisifin ala ir. So this is a fascinating Gemara. Gemara says that for adding on to the land of Eretz Yisrael, you need Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Mishnah says. Ein Maisifin ala ir v'ala azaros. You can't add to the ear, to Yerushalayim, and to the azara, what? Without LLP Bezin Shal Shim Be'echad. What? Just stam.
anyone find that line of that Mishnah interesting? I'm going to read it to you again. Ein mosifin al ha'ir the al ha'azaros LLP business shavarim. Bezdin decides Yerushalayim is too tiny. Mm-hmm. We need more area for the din of Yerushalayim. And the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash is also too tiny. So we need more area for the Azara. So we have to expand. They also knew people in the real estate market. So what do they need? They need Bezin Shel Shevim Echad to Paskin, and the Gemara in Shavuos has more details about the whole process, how they did it with Karbanos and with flutes and everything, a whole procedure. Oh, great. That was a Daf Yomi, right? That's Shavuos. If you dial it around, what's bothering that lashon? Ein moisivin ala ir v'al azaros el api bezin sheshivim ve'echad. Mishnah is l'chayra skipping something. There's the azara, which is the Beis HaMikdash ba'atzmo. Then there's Yerushalayim, shenim bezin sheshivim ve'echad. What about Harabais? Harabais, which is the middle ground. Har Bayis is the middle ground. It's like Machna Levia. Right? So the Mishnah never says anything. So Zokta Rashash. Right? What happened to Har Bayis? He's Mesupak. Why it doesn't say anything about Har Bayis? Kosher me Har Bayis. Do Negan Machna Levina. Umishtalchim Menu Zelvin. There's Halachas. There's Kedusha to the Har Bayis. So why didn't it say that you need Bezin Shel Shivim Ve'echad? So it could be that in Echanami, Har Bayis, we might be stuck. Because there might be a din. The Yor HaSameach writes that there's a din of the Har. There's a din of the mountain. I think we spoke about it in a drasha years ago. That there was a din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some sefer writes in Parshas Vayera, that the Psukim or Mashma, that when Avram Avinu started walking to the Akedah, wasn't a mountain. It was a valley. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace that it was a mountain. So some sefer writes there that he writes in a tshuva, that it's ma'akev for the Beis HaMikdash to be on a har. And he writes in a tshuva, he thinks that's one of the problems, that the Arabs really dug it out. And it's not really sitting on a mountain right now for the Beis HaMikdash. But when Mashiach comes, it's going to have to be rebuilt, that there should be a har habayis there, it should be a mountain, and then it should be put on top of it. But once you learn like that, like the Yor HaSameach saying like this, some sefer, that there's a din of a har, so then this option of extending the area is not going to be an option because it has to be specifically that har, and that's part of the kedusha of the mikdash. So it's a phenomenal idea. The azara, the room where the actual kodshim was brought, the hakrava was, that bezin agadol can decide to extend. Yerushalayim, which is the ender end, that bezin agadol could extend. But the actual mountain, which you would think is just the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, that has to be left as a har, and that the Mishnah was very clear that that cannot be extended, even if Bezdin HaGadol would try to extend it.